So that's the first characteristic of consciousness, the subjectivity characteristic of consciousness. There's no subjectivity characteristic of ordinary physical states of things. So if my kidneys are in a certain state, as long as I'm not aware of that, the fact that my kidneys are processing something in a certain way, it's a purely physical state, there's no subjectivity to that, because there's nothing it's like for me when my kidneys are in that state, or if my blood is doing something at a certain time. Nothing it's like for me, for my blood to be doing that. So a purely physical state of my body is a state which lacks subjectivity. There's nothing it's like for me for that state to occur. So we can say, in a very general way, that physical states of things, like a rock having a certain weight, or something occurring in my kidneys, or electricity passing through a wire, these are all objective states in the sense that there's nothing it's like for the objects in which the events occur. They're just mindless events. But there are certain states of the universe, the ones which belong to consciousness, where whenever they occur, there's something it's like for the subject in which they occur. They are essentially for the subject. They're a state of a subject. So that's the idea of subjectivity, and I hope that that way of explaining it's not an idea easy to put into words, but I think it's an idea that once you try to give examples and get the idea across, everybody can see what's going on in that characterization. That's subjectivity. So consciousness, we can say, is a subjective phenomenon. The brain, on the other hand, appears not to be a subjective phenomenon in itself. What the neurons that are going on in my brain do not seem to be subjective, they seem to be objective phenomena. There's nothing it's like to have those. Okay, that's one characteristic of consciousness, subjectivity. It's not the only one. Here's a second characteristic of consciousness, much discussed by philosophers. It was introduced by the philosopher Brentano back in the 19th century. He was a German philosopher. He brought in the idea of the intentionality of consciousness. This is a word easy to misunderstand. When we talk about intentionality, we don't mean anything specifically to do with intentions, that is, the things you form when you're deciding to do something. Intentionality is a broader notion than the notion of intention. Let me try to explain what it is. The notion of intentionality is the idea that mental states are about things or are directed towards things. So, suppose I have the belief that it's raining outside. Then my belief has intentionality in the sense it's about something, it's about rain. And outside, it's about a state of affairs in the external world. It's directed to those, it refers to those things, whatever word you care to choose. Let's take my perceptual state at this time. I have a visual experience of a certain kind now, of this bottle of water in front of me that I keep referring to. Well, that has intentionality in the sense that my experience is of or about or directed to a bottle in my environment. So it has an object. So it's not just that the experience is occurring in me in an objectless way, just for me. The experience occurs in me in such a way that it presents something to me, to my consciousness. That's the object of my consciousness. So at any given moment, we can now say, when there's a state of consciousness, there's a subject of that consciousness. In this case, it's me. And there's an object of that consciousness, what the consciousness is of. Brentano's point was that all states of consciousness have intentionality. They're always about something. Even in the case of emotion. Suppose I have an emotion of pleasure about something. I'm glad that something has happened. Well, I'm glad that something has happened. I'm glad about something. It's not that the gladness just is a kind of free-floating thing occurring in my mind with no reference to anything else. It's always about something, has intentionality. So Brentano's point, which is, I think, a good point of his, is that all conscious states are ultimately about something. So all conscious states involve a subject and an object. That's part of their very essence, to think of that. So what Brentano is telling us here is we shouldn't think of state of consciousness as like physical states of things which have no reference to anything beyond themselves. You know, if the table is square, that doesn't have a reference to one to anything else. It doesn't refer to anything else. It just is a state of the object. It just hangs out in the object just the way it is. But a state of consciousness is always referring to something outside of itself. It points beyond itself, refers to something beyond itself. All these notions I'm talking about, reference, meaning, content, pointing, these are all ideas of intentionality, and they all derive from the mind. The mind is essentially an intentional system, sometimes people say. It's a thing in which intentionality is part of the very essence of what we're thinking about. When Descartes said the essence of mind was thought, he didn't explicitly formulate the idea of intentionality, but he did implicitly, because thoughts are inherently intentional. They're always about something. There's no such thing as a thought about nothing. Even if I think about nothingness, it's about something. It's about nothingness. So the idea is that all mental states have this kind of content, have this kind of relation to objects outside of themselves. Those objects may not exist. Suppose Descartes is right, and we're all brains in vats, or we're all in the matrix, or we're all in a dream. There's still intentionality, because there's now intentionality directed towards things which don't exist. I mean, not that kind of intentionality is not so unfamiliar. I can certainly refer now to things which don't exist. I can talk about Pegasus, I can talk about Sherlock Holmes. When I do that, my intentionality takes at its object Sherlock Holmes and Pegasus. These are non-existent things. I could talk about non-existence at great length. It's one of my favourite subjects, but it's not, at the moment, what we're particularly concerned with. What we're concerned with now is the idea that, in any case, even thoughts about things which don't exist, there's always intentionality. So this is a very good point to understand about consciousness, and I'm emphasising it now so that it sinks in. OK, so that's the second characteristic of consciousness, in addition to subjectivity.